Do you need help protecting your finances as you enter retirement? David Dickens of KC Financial Advisors has got you covered. Welcome to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast. David, don't you hate it when somebody says to you, hey, David, I have good news and I have bad news.
Yeah, I especially hate that when it's my wife.
Yeah, you don't know what it's going to be, but you know already that you've been set up and something is about to happen. Well, explain why the good news in these statements that I'm about to make here might not exactly be good enough to offset the bad news. Oftentimes people say, well, give me the bad news first, because they're hoping that whatever comes in the good news is going to offset whatever you told them in the bad news. So the bad news is that you still have a lot of debt, but the good news is that some of that interest you're paying is tax deductible. That's not really good enough to compensate for the bad news, is it?
No, that's not. And I noticed that you said, and some of that interest you're paying is tax deductible.
Yeah.
So that implies that some, or maybe a whole bunch, isn't. So with almost any client that I talk to, I usually stress that mortgage debt is okay. Now, there are shades of gray there, but mortgage debt is okay, and that is deductible. Consumer debt, which of course is not deductible, that's more like rust or like gangrene. It just eats away at your financial independence, whether it's credit card debt or too much automobile debt or some other type of consumer debt. It's just bad. So, you know, I'm pretty familiar with Dave Ramsey. I don't agree with everything Dave Ramsey says, but one of the things I love about his teaching is he is so against people having consumer debt. Couldn't agree with that more. So if you want some good news out of that, make sure that all of the interest you're paying is tax deductible.
Okay, here's another one for you. The bad news is that this mutual fund hasn't performed very well at all, but the good news is that the fees are really low.
You know, that's kind of like Dayton Moore saying, well, the center fielder we got to replace Lorenzo Cain, he's not very fast, and he makes a lot of errors, and he's only hitting 200, but you know what? We got him for a great price. Or, you know, maybe the bank CD is only yielding 1%, but at least I'm not paying a fee for it. So I think what investors, future retirees, really need to ask themselves is, what's the net value that I'm getting out of my investments? Benefit minus cost. And as you're comparing between alternatives, make sure you're looking at the net and not just the gross.
Good advice. We're talking about good news and bad news situations, and most folks like to hear the bad news first because they think the good news might come along and make them feel a little bit better about the bad news. The bad news is that you don't have enough money to pay for your nursing home care. But hey, the good news is that Medicaid is going to step in. What's your reaction to that, David?
Yeah, that's not very good news. Medicaid only steps in. Most listeners know that Medicaid only steps in when you're out of money. And nobody that I know wants to be out of money. So we're certainly not going to try to explain Medicaid rules here on this show today, but there are lots of really complicated rules that are involved in when you can even draw Medicaid. But basically, it requires that you've spent down your assets, and it leaves your spouse in a really tough financial spot. So having the good news being you're going to get Medicaid, that's really bad news.
Well, here's one last one I want to throw at you here, and this is really kind of obvious too. The bad news is that your portfolio just lost 40%, but the good news is that it'll come back eventually. That might not be all that bad news if you're 30, but if you're 60, that's really bad news.
Exactly. So, you know, eventually can be a really long time, especially if you're near retirement. Like you just said, if you're in your 50s or 60s, eventually can be a really long time. So you mentioned a 40% loss. Well, a 40% loss requires about a 70% gain just to get back to even. The 57% loss we had in 2008-2009, well, that required almost 140% gain just to get back to even. In my office, we often talked about that as the phrase losses count more than gains. So as you're listening today, if those two facts didn't mean anything to you, then you really need to come in for some financial straight talk, because taking big losses is a big enemy of yours as you're trying to get to where you want to be in retirement. You know, most people, when their $1 million portfolio goes down to $600,000, like a 40% loss, they're going to do one of two things, Ron. They're either going to sell part of it or sell all of it. Now, I had talked to some people who say, you know what, I'm just going to ride it through. Well, you might ride it through in your 40s or your 50s, but if you're in your late 50s, 60s, or 70s, you are highly likely to sell when the market gives your portfolio that kind of hit. So, you know, these were all interesting good news, bad news situations. They're all kind of nasty surprises that, frankly, nobody ever wants to hear. Some of them were kind of funny, but not when they're being said to you. So I offer something called a financial CPR. It's a complete planning review. It helps you know whether you're on track for the retirement that you want. So if you've done a good job of saving for your own retirement, leave us a message that says you'd like to get a financial CPR, our complete planning review. We'll do three things for you. We'll analyze how much risk you're taking with the money you've saved for your own retirement. I'll discuss how taxes are going to impact you in retirement, and I'll give you a really good read on whether your money is going to last at least as long as you do. We'll do all that analysis for you, and then I'll give you some really straight talk on exactly what we saw.
It's the KC Financial Advisors CPR, Complimentary Planning Review. Get a review of your financial situation and answers to all your retirement questions. Just go online to coveryourassetskc.com today to learn more about the planning process. Check out past episodes of the podcast and schedule your planning review. That's coveryourassetskc.com. Or call 913-317-1414 and tell us you heard the podcast and would like to get that financial CPR. Call 913-317-1414. Time now for the mailbag. And Thomas in Kansas City. Thomas says, I'm being forced into an early retirement at 57 from my job with the state. I'll have my pension, but that alone won't be enough to live on. Do I need to find another job since I'm too young for Social Security or to withdraw from my IRAs?
Wow, there's a lot of stuff going on in that question, Thomas. So from a high level, it's a really, really good opportunity to go back and review or maybe redo your retirement plan. Taking Social Security early is almost always not a great alternative. And that's at 62, so that's 5 years away. So you do have a gap that you're going to need to fill. You can take money out of your IRAs early without penalty using something called a 72T. And that's just a specialty rule in the IRS code that allows people under 59 and a half to take money out. There's some really special rules you have to follow, but it does allow you to take money out of your IRAs before 59 and a half without any penalty. And that may be something that you'd want to look at. But one of the other things you want to look at is that you want to make sure that your IRA is built to last at least as long as you do. So you don't mention if you have a spouse, you don't mention if you have kids that may still be living at home, but you also want to make sure that, you know, that your money lasts as long as you and your spouse do. So those would be really, really key considerations. Adding to, you know, your pension amount that it sounds like you get right away, and then bridging that gap between then and Social Security, your full retirement age is going to be probably 66 years and 10 months. So that's a long ways away to fill that gap. Absolutely nothing wrong with taking a job to fill that gap, especially if it's something that you would really, really enjoy and it doesn't feel like a burden or like a have to. One thing I would caution you against, Thomas, don't go online and use these online calculators and try to determine how long your IRA will last, or even a lot of the calculators that employers offer. What they'll do is make some crazy assumption that your IRA is going to earn 6% a year every year forever, or 8% a year every year forever. Money does not compound that way, and what it will do is give you a false sense of security as to how long that IRA will last. So, Thomas, you don't say how soon this is coming up, but you have a real opportunity to take a good look at your retirement, make sure that you love your plan, and that you have the confidence that your money's going to last as long as you and perhaps your spouse does. Get some really good advice. Thomas, if you don't have somebody, we'd love to do that work for you, but just make sure you get some good advice from someone who is acting on your behalf, and I think you'll end up with a successful retirement.
Yeah, Thomas, don't rely on one of those online calculators that David's talking about. You need to talk to a human being. And as David said in the very beginning of his answer there, there's a lot going on with that question and a lot of things to talk about, a lot of things to cover. So best thing to do is to come in and have a conversation with David Dickens. CoverYourAssetsKC.com or call 913-317-1414. Thanks for listening to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast.
Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and KC Financial Advisors are independent of each other.